Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, today what we have is what you could call a new old feast. With the calendar reform in 1970, there were a good number of feasts that were dropped from the calendar. Today was one of them, the Most Holy Name of Jesus. Why they would drop it from the calendar, who knows? But praise be to God, our Holy Father of happy memory, St. John Paul II, in the latest edition of the Roman Missal, had it reinstated, along with the Holy Name of Mary, which we celebrate later in the year. So today we celebrate the Most Holy Name of Jesus. And you could say, well, yeah, I could see why his name was holy, but what's the deal? Well, there are a couple of things. Honoring the name of Jesus, it has scriptural basis, because remember what it says in sacred scripture, at the name of Jesus every knee must bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so, you know, honoring the name of Jesus is a very good thing to do, and to reflect upon his name is also something very important, because we know what his name means. It's not just, you know, some made-up word. It means God saves. So it tells us about Jesus' mission among us. And furthermore, if any age needed a feast of the Most Holy Name of Jesus, it's our age. Because, you know, people don't treat Jesus' name that well. Listen to TV, listen to the radio, you know, how many times the Lord's name is taken in vain. When I used to do confirmation retreats for several parishes, one of the assignments that I would give the kids is to get a pad of paper and then just for a week note every time they heard the Lord's name taken in vain. And it's, you know, particularly in the media, it's pretty bad, and it's not too great at home usually either. So, you know, just imagine what it would be like if a space alien, for example, came down to Earth and would judge Jesus simply on the face of how we use his name. They would think that we hated him. Because, you know, most of the time people mention the name of Jesus, it's when they hurt themselves or they're really angry or they get cut off in traffic. You know, that's when we mention the name of Jesus, and we shouldn't, because we love Jesus. And just imagine if the only time you used a person's name was when you were angry. You know, that would not show your love for him. So we need to treat the name of Jesus with great reverence and reflect upon it and what it tells us about him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.